It's time for light that darkness can't defeat. It's time to escape from the shadow of death and into abundant life. For the people living in darkness have seen a great light, and those living in the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Welcome to the Great Light Program with David Oyedepo Jr. Get set to arise and shine, because your light has come.
Unveiling your glorious destiny in life. We have come to recognize all through this journey this month that the Word of God is a mirror for the unveiling of who we truly are in Christ. And it's important to recognize that a discovery of our picture from the mirror of the Word is key to actualizing our glorious destiny in Christ. Remember, he said to Abraham, look north, look south, look east, look west, as far as your eyes can see, he said, it shall be given unto you. And that north, south, east, and west, for us, references the entire scope of the Bible. Genesis being the north side from where God rises, and we see Malachi as the south from where the Son of Righteousness, from where, you know, God rests. We see Matthew from where the Son of Righteousness rises, which is the east, and then Revelation where he said. So we discover that the Word of God is the scope for our north, south, east, and west. And whatever you see from there, the Bible says it is what we are able to receive. So your destiny is determined by your picture as discovered from God's Word. We understand from scriptures that every child of God has a glorious destiny in Christ. Say with me, I have a glorious destiny in Christ. With assurance, I have a glorious destiny in Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible said he has called us unto glory and unto virtue. Romans chapter 8 verse 29 and verse 30, whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. He said that he may be the firstborn among many brethren. He said, whom he did predestinate, them he called, those he called, he justified, and those he justified, he glorified. So we are ordained by God for a destiny of glory. That means shame and reproach shall never be identified with you again. Somebody believe me, say louder, amen. Also, according to scriptures, every child of God has an enviable destiny in redemption. So may I have an enviable destiny in redemption? Concerning Isaac, the Bible says in the book of Genesis 26 and verse 14, he said, and he went forth and became very great. He said, and he had stores of, he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him, not pitied him. And the Bible said in the book of Galatians chapter 4, we are told there that we, just like Isaac, we are children of promise. So the same way Isaac operated with an enviable destiny, everyone that is redeemed by God through Jesus Christ has an enviable destiny in Christ. Say with me, I have an enviable destiny in redemption. Furthermore, we discover that every child of God is ordained to be greater than all the Old Testament saints. Every one of the Old Testament says every child of God is ordained to be greater. In Matthew chapter 11 and verse 11, the Bible said, of all that are born of women, there has not risen a greater than John the Baptist. He said, notwithstanding, he that is the least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. So we see clearly, according to scripture, everyone that is a child of God has a greater destiny than every one of the destinies of the Old Testament. That means David, that means Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. That means every one of the Old Testament saints, as powerful as their testimonies may have been, the Bible said our destinies are far greater in redemption. No wonder the Bible says in Hebrews 11, 39 and verse 40, it tells us there, he said, all of these, having obtained a good report through faith, they received not the promise. God having preserved or reserved a better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. So clearly, according to scriptures, everyone that is a child of God has a greater destiny than all of those in the Old Testament. By redemption, that is your right. And that right shall be manifested in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Furthermore, we also discover that everyone child of God is ordained to be a king and a priest to reign upon the earth. A king and a priest. Revelation chapter 5, verse 9 and verse 10. He said, and they sang a new song. What is the lamb that was slain? He said, to take the book and to open the seals thereof. He said, that was slain and has redeemed us unto our God from every tongue, from every kindred, from every people and every nation. And he said in verse 10, and has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. So every child of God is ordained by God as a king and a priest. We are ordained to reign on the earth. We are ordained for dominion, not subjection. That is what God has packaged us for in redemption. So we must recognize every child of God is ordained by God as a king and a priest, and we are ordained to reign on the earth. That means that you and I are ordained as heavenly royalty on the earth. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, the Bible says that you are a chosen generation, you are a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people. He said that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. You are to be marveled at, not to be pitied. By redemption, you are royalty on the earth. You have a weighty destiny on the earth. And for every one of us in this season, that weighty destiny shall begin to find expression. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. Now, furthermore, we discover from scriptures, remember, which is our mirror, to show us who we are in Christ, that we are redeemed to be more than a conqueror. I am redeemed to be more than a conqueror. Say that with me. I am redeemed to be more than a conqueror. This is one of the vital discoveries of scriptures. Remember, according to scripture in the book of Ephesians chapter 2 and in verse 6, the Bible says, and he has raised us up together, and he has made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And Ephesians chapter 1 verse 20 and verse 21 shows us where that is. He said, it is far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. Every name. So according to scriptures, we are seated far above the forces of oppression. So by redemption, we are not permitted to be oppressed. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Say with me, I'm more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. That is why the Bible said in 1 John chapter 4 verse 4, it said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So by redemption, we are created and redeemed to overcome. We are not to be brought under subjection to any condition of life. We are redeemed to overcome. We are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. The Bible makes us to understand this very clearly in scriptures. So it is vital for us to know that as children of God, we are redeemed to be more than conquerors. If you look through the scriptures in the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 35 down to verse 38, we see this painted very clearly. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, we are killed all the day long. We are counted for the sheep to the slaughter. He said, nay, in all these things, no matter what they are, we are more than conquerors through him So through Jesus, we are ordained to be more than conquerors. What damages others is not permitted to hit any one of us. That is our destiny in Christ Jesus. Somebody believe it, say loud, amen. It is in light of this that God has made us to understand very clearly that no matter what is happening in our world, our own case is ordained to be different. Why? Because we are more than conquerors through Christ. Say with me, I'm more than conquerors through Christ. Now, what are the keys to living as more than a conqueror? What are the keys to living life as more than a conqueror? Number one is you must be born again. There is no escape from defeat without salvation. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 3, he said, shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? There is no escape from defeat. There is no escape from torment without the avenue of salvation. The Bible makes us to understand this very clearly. In 1 John chapter 5 verse 4, it said, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. In other words, everyone that is a child of God is born to overcome. So it begins at redemption. Without being born again, you are not permitted to live the overcomer's lifestyle. You remain a victim of situations and circumstances. It is our salvation that provides our escape from oppression. Our salvation is what provides our escape from oppression. You see, the truth is this: your dominion is determined, as it were, by the one who gives birth to you. In other words, put it this way: you ask a lion, why is he the king of the jungle? It is because he's born by a lion. The birth as a lion makes him the king of the jungle. So he does not need any announcement. Everywhere he appears, because he's born of a lion, he looks like a lion, he carries the fixture of a lion, every other beast sees him and begins to run. Why? Because of who gave birth to him. Until you are born of God, you cannot dominate like God. It is our redemption, our salvation, our new birth that ordains us to live a new life. Remember, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17, he said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So you are not the old person you used to be when you were born again. You have become a new creature. You look like your maker. You look like your father. And that is what empowers you to dominate. Shout hallelujah. Number two, you must be filled with the Holy Ghost. You must be filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible makes us to understand very clearly in Psalm chapter 66 and verse 3. It said, down through the greatness, how terrible are thou in thy works. It said, down through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. And the Bible tells us that power comes when we are baptized in the Holy Ghost. He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost is come upon you. So we discover that our empowerment for dominion is established by the baptism in the Holy Ghost. So we cannot afford to live life without this experience. And please understand this, it is the right of every believer to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Paul asked the Ephesians, he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? So there are two different experiences. You are born again, and then you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. And everyone that is a child of God has the right to this experience. Therefore, for every one of us, this is your season to experience and manifest dominion by the Holy Spirit. Remember, the Bible said when the enemy comes in like a flood, he said the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. So the Holy Ghost is our defense against every flood of the wicked. No matter what the enemy throws against the believer, by the operation of the Holy Ghost, we are able to maintain dominion. And among other things, we discover that the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of revelation and the Spirit of wisdom, shows us from God's word what it takes to deal with every life situation. That's why we need him. He said the Spirit of truth, he said he will lead us into all truth and show us things to come. John 16 and verse 13. So when the Spirit of God is upon the life of a person, he opens him up, among other things, to light and revelation on what to do about every situation in order to command dominion. I pray again for each one of us that in this great month, the ministry of the Holy Spirit will begin to answer for our dominion in the name of Jesus. Number three, stay in love with God. Stay in love with God. In the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, the Bible says, all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. So those who walk in love with God will maintain dominion in the world. Those who walk in love with God, you can't frustrate them. All things are bound to work together for their good, no matter what is challenging others. And I pray that for each one of us, as we begin to walk in the reality of the love of God, we shall begin to see all things working together for our good. Yeah. The truth is this, for every genuine lover, no matter who seems to be thinking they are working against them, God rearranges their plans and makes it work together for their good. That's how it works. Every genuine lover of God will naturally see things working together for their good. Everything that people try to do to fight them, God causes it to fight on their behalf. And I see that becoming your portion in the name of Jesus. So stay in love with God. Don't just start in love with him, but stay in love with him. Let your heart keep panting after him. Let the pursuit of God remain your heart desire. That is the key to enjoying a life that is more than conqueror. Number four, engage the power of faith. Engage the power of faith. Faith is the weapon for dominion. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 33 and 34. It said, through faith they subdued kingdoms, they wrought righteousness, they obtained promises, they stopped the mouth of lions, they quenched the violence of fire, they escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness they were made strong, they waxed valiant in fight, they turned to flight the armies of the aliens. All of these things took place through faith. So for everyone that we command dominion, we must of necessity build our faith. We must of necessity build our faith. Your faith level determines your dominion level. And that is why we must take responsibility as believers. Settle down with the word of God, because according to scripture, faith comes the same way. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Until revelation of God's word comes, dominion of faith does not come. So you and I have a responsibility. Settle down with God's word. Stop looking for excuses. Stop looking for who to stand on your behalf. Don't make yourself a prayer project. Stand and build your faith. Build your faith. And you build it by the word of God. You take books, settle down. For the Bible says, in thy light shall we see light. If somebody else has seen light and the light is giving them dominion, look for their light. Please hear this. Don't complain about anybody else's results. Look for the light that they have. The light that they have that gave them the faith that they have is what determines the dominion that they have. In the same vein, if you can catch the same and build your faith the same way, you can get the same result. God is no respecter of persons. God is no respecter of persons. Until we build our faith, we cannot take dominion. But I see each one of us receiving grace this morning to build our faith doggedly. Number five, engage the power of the tongue in warfare. Engage the power of the tongue in warfare. It takes winning talk to live a winning life. You must know how to speak well to see things go well. The Bible says in Mark 11, 23, he said, if you say to this mountain, be removed, be cast into the sea, and you doubt not in your heart, you will have whatsoever you say. So there is what we must say. We must keep speaking words of dominion. Keep speaking words of triumph. He said, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. That's what God has charged us with. So we have a responsibility to speak. Shout hallelujah. Don't say what others say. Say what God's word says. Your words are not given for description. They are given for creation. The Bible said, by faith we believe that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So what you speak determines the world you live in. It doesn't matter what is happening to others. You can speak your own world and frame it by your words. So watch what you say. Start speaking words of triumph. Shout hallelujah. I said shout hallelujah. We heard it in the testimony. The brother said he went to go and do a test. And having conducted the test, they told him, you cannot father a child. He said, the only way for you to father a child is by a miracle. And he said, I know how to get miracles cheaply. We know how to do it. You see, never allow the speech of the enemy to be the last sentence. After they speak, you too speak. Goliath spoke and cursed David. At the end of Goliath's statement was the beginning of David's statement. He began to speak and speak and speak, and through his words, he brought the giant down. For you also, as you open your mouth wide, every giant shall be coming down. Number six, engage the power of the word. Engage the power of the word. Psalm 119 verse 130. The entrance of his word giveth light and giveth understanding to the simple. So the word of God is our source of light. And walking in light is what determines dominion over darkness. John chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness cannot argue with it, cannot contend with it, cannot struggle with it. So all we need to do is settle down with the word of God. Engage the power of the word. You have never seen light and darkness conducting argument. The appearance of light is the disappearance of darkness. Shout hallelujah. The Bible says in Isaiah 60 verse 1 to 3, arise, shine, for thy light has come. In other words, when your light comes, you can't stay down. He said, arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. He said, darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but your case shall be different. He said, the Lord will arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Gentiles will come to thy light. People are still arguing with you because they have not seen your light yet. But when light comes, the Bible said Gentiles will come. They will no longer argue. They will submit themselves to you. He said the kings will come to the brightness of your rising. That shall be your testimony. Somebody believe it, say louder, amen. Finally, number seven, continue to take pleasure in the advancement of the kingdom of God. You can't be part of advancing the kingdom and suffer regression from the enemy. You always remain in dominion. Remember Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. The cheapest way to terminate struggle is to engage in the advancement of the kingdom of God. Put it this way, those who sweat for God cannot sweat in life. Those who sweat moving the advancement of the kingdom of God are not permitted to sweat and struggle in life. Engage your strength. Engage all that is within you. Engage your resources in the advancement of the kingdom of God, and you have exempted yourself from any kind of struggle. I see that becoming our experience in the name of Jesus. Remember, today is our encounter with destiny service. And it's important for us to recognize that every encounter with God's word is an encounter with destiny. It was one word God spoke to Abraham, and it made him the father of faith. Today, Abraham is recognized as the symbol of blessing. The Lord said, arise, depart, go to a land that I will show you, and I will bless you. That one encounter with the word of God turned his life around forever. The encounter you are having with God's word today will turn your life around forever. Yeah. Remember, God appears through his word. In the 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 21, he said, and the Lord appeared again unto Samuel, and the Lord revealed himself to Samuel by the word of the Lord. So God's word is God's method of appearance among others. Very quickly, three major ways to have an encounter with destiny. Three major ways. Number one is through a raw encounter with God. Call it divine appearance. A raw encounter with God. In the book of Exodus chapter 3, we saw Moses there, beginning from verse 1 down to verse 10, having a raw encounter with God as God appeared to him through the burning bush. Raw encounter with God. Number two is through a heavenly vision. A heavenly vision. And we see this in the book of Acts chapter 26 and verse 19. And we see Paul saying, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. So God encountered Paul, among others, by a heavenly vision. And number three is through the revelation of the word. Through the revelation of the word. Through the revelation of the word. You remember in 1 Samuel 3:21, and the Lord appeared unto Samuel and revealed himself by the word. So the word of God is an avenue for God encountering us and we encountering him. Every contact with God's word is a contact with God. Remember, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. And whatever he was is what he is. For the same he is yesterday, today, and forever. If the word was God, the word is God. If the word is God, the word will be God. So the word is God at all times. It means every genuine contact with God's word is a contact with God himself. Having seen that, how do I experience an encounter with destiny? In order to do so, what must I do? To encounter destiny, what must I do? Number one, be spiritual. Be spiritual. Be spiritual. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14, the Bible makes it clear. He said that the natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. Be spiritual. It is impossible for the carnal to discern the things of the Spirit. Be spiritual. Watch out for carnality. Fight it with all your might. Run away from carnality. Distance yourself from it. Maintain high level spirituality. Number two, be prayerful. Be prayerful. He said, call unto me and I will answer you. And I will show you great and mighty things that you don't know. Lord, show me again yourself by your word. Unveil yourself again to me by your word. I'm ready for the opening of another chapter. Reveal yourself unto me. Because every time he unveils himself, we are changed from glory to glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. Number 3, be sensitive. Be sensitive. Tune in spiritually. The Bible says in Revelation chapter 1 verse 10, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I was sensitive to what he was ready to say, and I heard. Be sensitive at all times. God has something to say to those who have an ear to hear. So be sensitive. Be in tune to pick from God. Number four, be in love with God. Be in love with God. Be in love with God. To experience an encounter with destiny, maintain your heart for God. Be in love with God. God naturally reveals himself to his lovers. John 15:15, he said, I call you no more servants, but friends, for all the things that have been shown to me by my Father, I have made them known unto you. Be in love with God. And finally, number five, be committed to kingdom advancement endeavors. If you want to encounter destiny, be committed to kingdom advancement endeavors. Those who continuously, consistently, and passionately advance the kingdom position themselves for the opening of new chapters. It was by kingdom advancement endeavors that Peter presented his boat to Jesus to use it to preach. And then that singular day, not only did his frustration terminate, but his destiny opened a new chapter. The fisherman became a fisher of men. The one who may have ended up as a local champion became a man of global relevance by advancing the cause of God. I see that becoming our experience in the name of Jesus. To see destiny fulfilled, one must remain steadfast in the faith. So we may remain steadfast in the faith. The Bible makes it clear to us, Romans chapter 4, verse 17 down to verse 21, concerning Abraham, he remained focused in faith, did not allow his faith to waver. The result of it was the release of his miracle. Number two, be at peace with God and with self. Be at peace with God and with self. The manifestation of God is unveiled when you are at rest and at peace. He said, Psalm chapter 46 and verse 10, he said, be still and know that I am God. God unveils himself in the midst of our stillness. And number three, rejoice in the Lord always. Keep your joy up. Never let the enemy see you cast down. At all times, rejoice. Nothing confuses the devil like the joy of the saints. Continue to rejoice. That is why Paul said, rejoice, and again I say, rejoice. I see the joy of the Lord remaining permanent in every life in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, although the fig tree does not blossom and there is no, you know, meat in the store, he said, yet I will rejoice. I will join the God of my salvation. He will make my feet like hinds' feet, and I will ride upon my high places. Everyone that is consistently joyful will continue to see triumph in every dimension of life. I see that becoming our experience in the name of the Lord Jesus. Shall we lift our hand to heaven and give God thanks for his word that we've received this morning? Appreciate it. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Someone's knocking at the door. Someone's knocking at the door. Can you hear him knocking? Can you hear him knocking? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Is at the door.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I know that I'm a sinner, but I know you died for me. And on the third day you rose again. Jesus, come into my life. Be my Lord and Savior. Take control of me from this day forward. Now I know that I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now I pray for you, Father. I thank you today for these precious ones you have drawn into your kingdom. Let the grace that has brought them keep them in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, for each one of them, we decree today that the barriers against their life and destiny be broken in the name of Jesus. Grace to walk with you all the days of their lives. Release it upon them. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say a loud amen.
If you have just received Christ as your Lord and Savior, or were blessed through this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. For inquiries and testimonies, send an email to info@tglmedia.org. We also invite you to visit one of our Winners Chapel churches near you anywhere around the world. Until next time, keep walking in the great light.